Ptarmigan?
Ptarmigan. His everybody name is Ptarmigan.
Mm-hmm.
On the site. Ptarmigan. On the site. And then about later, we got one of those Douglas two motor wheels. And it was here, by the way, I was working in school. I saw that airplane was circling along and he landed out in ice, the Douglas. I was working outdoors. Shoveling snow. School teacher come out, he called me and said, come here. We go down to the airplane. So I took it here and go down to the airplane. You could go right under, walk right under. Big wing, nice looking airplane. Two motor over here. Not like that Ptarmigan. Since that time then, they started to come around with Douglas. We land there right here. We couldn't took off. They made it longer.
Mm-hmm.
And we took off. No road. Nothing. We leave all the expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
And then make landing field. That's here. Then when that FAA comes in, they build the house. They build that landing field down that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with Kirkfeld. We had a tractor and I used school tractor. We made landing field down there.
So you helped build that landing field down there, huh?
That runway down this way.
Uh-huh. That one that goes along the beach, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Doug and I were picked up.
Mm-hmm.
I used Owen Cat and he used Stephanie Cat.
Just two of you, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to level up here. He pulled George the ground, that little crack on top, he put under and mixed up with that. We got cracked wooden one, we cracked that one.
Mm-hmm.
We leveled that up. John Cross, he landed first. On this side, we make it smooth. When we start to level it up, you wish. John Cruggy. He wanted to be first man to land on that landing field. He landed there. Right on the side.
Yeah.
He leveled that up. They go out down there to Hodge. Even more over there. You land right there, a little ways too. And he walks around, he goes down to where they, he read all them people building the house. He go back. He went over there to that corner, kind of crooked light. Every day he went down there and he'd come right there and he took off.
Mm-hmm.
The first man to land on that, John Cross. He got two wing on that airplane. Two wing one. You don't take much land to let two women.
What's probably been the biggest change you've seen? Biggest change. What's the biggest change you've probably seen in your life? I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes. Right. What's the biggest one you?
Right now you got too much land to fill. There's land and fields they're starting to make. Just when I hear that lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
On that lagoon they got 12 feet gravel. They put 12 feet gravel on that just lagoon there.
Mm-hmm.
12 feet of gravel, they got the gravel there. But no more gravel, and they used that beach from that dump where that dump was.
Mm-hmm.
They used all that gravel, and from that down the base, all the tanks down there to say the creek from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They used all that gravel too, because of course that lagoon. Like the gravel, there, 12 feet, and about, 50 feet wide, I guess. And a lot of gravel there.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they got no more gravel to get. They use some bottom from the lagoon. With machine, they put it on the ground. They use gravel. From the right there by that dump, they kept them from the holding too. Where it's going to be and how it would look.
Mm-hmm. Overall, what's the biggest change you've seen in your lifetime?
They got no, got the gravel away from here. They got to get it from the holding. Put it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This place down here, they use it for, BNR use it for his, you know, the fun, to landing for parts.
Mm-hmm.
That was. They use that ground here for, fill up that ground. From machine, from lagoon, with machine pipeline, they filled that up about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They filled the house there. And they're going to do that again, fill some more holes on here from lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
The pipeline, they let the gravel go through the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
They filled it up about 1 week. Big space, big open space. Oh, a lot of gravel there. Like the holes on here, they use it for making grounds like school. Like the holes on there, maybe. Someday they're going to fill them up again, like this one they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, roads got big. Right here, there's a leg on the three houses. Leg there. They fill them up, they fill the house here too, right out here. This is what's on the shore. This out here was in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
This house.
Mm-hmm.
The if you get them. There's two big legs over here behind B&R. We used to swim there and hunt ducks. They got up to no more lake. Nothing but hawks.
Before the white men came, where did people used to stay around here? Before the whalers and white men came, where did they used to stay around this area?
Before white people come?
Mm-hmm.
They stay down here on the beach, got to hear people.
Mm-hmm.
Before white people come, they had right by that golden whale, which you have down here.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, that road through there was a lagoon behind their houses. And he come out through that B&R, by B&R.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an island there. Lagoon there. And I've gone here and look at the lagoon back there.
Mm-hmm.
She'll come over here. Village over here. Got you your village? That's down here.
Down there by FAA.
By
house.
FAA, yeah. By FAA.
Mm-hmm.
Before white people came, in a full time, it still started to come up here. And they come up on the beach here, on this side of both sides.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lagoon. And these village people, they got no rifle, no gun. When they got seagull, they snare the seagull, and they skin it. Make camp, head up here. And we there, and when they snare the loon, they skin the loon too.
Mm-hmm.
Make them chop.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the fall, when seals start to come up here, from their village, they took their clothes off, they put that circle cap, loon cap, and spear, and they got no spear, they use club. They go out in the water, they swim. Seagull fall down, man in the water. But here they go from the seal. Seal looking at it, all right, but they get seagull alone, they don't. They know them. When they go on the front, they stand up, spear it, and hit it. But they got some seal that way.
Mm-hmm.
First got to you people. They stand on the by that lake. Below the FAA, that long lake.
Mm-hmm.
Still there, that is part of it, Chilean. One of that first country you people was, there was football over here in after it was up. They put through the eye, they're strong and put two left, they move over here by the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to hunt right there. And I don't know how long later that thing fills up. Got to your people, us, we start moving over here, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Next people, they were seeing FAA. The first people just came down there, There have been three villages in there in Country View. Before white people came, when somebody died, the superstition is there. They move over here a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then from there, on the story I've been listening, and here the man and his wife, they had a little baby. And when they had a little baby, they made a guduk. They put berries in it. And they had berries from there, a guduk. They let them eat a little bit when they had a little baby. Mm-hmm. They forget. They eat that a guduk among the other people too. Mm-hmm. And during the night, that baby got mauled up to the ears and all sharp teeth. Mm-hmm. And he started eating his mother. And about halfway, that husband, he hears something while he sleeps, he wakes. That baby started eating his mother about halfway already. Mm-hmm. He got teeth, sharp teeth all the way, mouth up to the ears. And they run away, they come up. And after that, he go up to the lagoon. He killed that baby, he made him drown. There was a lagoon. Instead of going up there, he had mud right there, right next to the fish pond. And these people, they run away, they cross that. And then that little baby tried to follow them. He called the house first, he didn't find nothing. And he followed them. When he come, he take one fish pole. He take a lot of fish poles to go across with those people. Mm-hmm. And they put one fish pole to go across that baby. And when he go in the middle, he did more and fish start to eat him. Fish eat him then. They show it. And after that, they move over here before us. Mm-hmm. That story was not too long ago.
Who told you the story?
Yeah. Before us, they move over here. Mm-hmm. And somehow the lagoon was filled up. We used horse lines when I was a kid. Go across there and over here too. Mm-hmm. People used lines to go across. A little water there. Shallow water, mm-hmm. But they used plants. When we were a kid, but they got hard already over here. Mm-hmm. You know, on there, there was a little lake. We used to swim around here on those little lakes.
Right down here by
by the beach, mm-hmm. Behind the houses. Mm-hmm. Right now there's nothing. Mm-hmm. Somehow it come up, it crash, fell down, maybe a little higher. Mm-hmm. Next crash. Right now, nobody knows it about that thing. Few of us, like Levi, Danny, Gary, for the older people, they know that Venus out. They know that they're going, they can see that. Right here.
It started over by where Golden Well is.
Yeah, by Golden
Well. And then it curved around and went out by where B&R used to be.
Yeah, by that B&R. That. Open all the way through. When I was a kid, just when I was ground coming up, there's a little lake around there. We used to swim around. And here on the beach, we used plank to go across, like all year too. So that lagoon was going on.
Yeah.
Right now, kind of low down here by Fred Adams. Kind of low there where that's going in, but this one right here is
flat.
Will fill up. Right there, it's kind of not too high by Jerry Cobbock. Used to be there. One, we used to go across. Jerry Cobbock had a little house, short house. And that house. Little short house, like. I didn't know somehow you got high, no more water.
So there's been lots of changes around here, huh?
The lakes around here, it's still all right when we was a kid, when we was boy. Right here by that, you can notice that by a six-story building on the side. All that space, all that lake was there. Get over here and behind that mission house. In school, we used when it trees up in the fall time. After school, we went out, we got our skate. We're in that lake, skating there for a while. Right there by AC store building and that big apartment house there. Right in there. Behind that water system there. Kind of low there, there's lake. We used to skate there when we were a kid. Not very far from school. It's a fun here. Right now, nothing, no more lake. Pretty soon they fill up all that lake through that lagoon river behind us. They already start over here.
Behind the senior center.
Two, three houses back there already.
Yeah.
They fill up that low place. Pretty soon they fill up all that place. When you got no more ground on it, they already start. That's for sure they're going to fill that up, this low place, up to that Lagoon River.
So that old traditional site is over there by FAA. They ever find artifacts over there?
FAA was, they wanna have a house where no people. They want to have a house, no people, and they want to put wire, electric wire from down there, with long ways from the people. They put that pole over here from FAA by lagoon. And they build a house over here by that, them two towers. Big house like about this size.
Yeah. Sure,
They built up too many houses for you, they took that house away. Put people's houses on there. Pretty soon they're going to take them to either move it someplace, or come off some more house there. I don't know, after 20 years, can we change lots?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Elwood.
What's down here?
Fish, okay. You see fish?
One more, and what's this?
Snow go. Yeah, you did 10 questions.
Now I'm going.